Trying to avoid what Democrats call a doomsday scenario. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Today's vote is one of the most consequential we will take in decades.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushing a bill to legalize abortion nationwide after a leaked Supreme Court opinion shows conservative justices are
on the brink of declaring that women do not have freedom over their own bodies.
But Schumer doesn't have the 60 votes he needs to overcome a Republican filibuster. GOP senators want states to have the right to allow or restrict abortions. Republicans are also condemning another day of pro-choice activists protesting outside conservative justices' homes. Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox they're trying to intimidate with this message.
We're going to make you uncomfortable. We're going to make your family uncomfortable. And by the way, there's 100 of us here. 99 of us are going to go home. And you never know if one whack job either here or somewhere else is going to show up in the middle of the night and try to harm you.
Drugs keep claiming more and more lives. A new CDC report just out suggests
that 2021 marked another record-setting year for fatal drug overdoses, with about 107,000 deaths in the U.S. That's roughly one overdose death every 5 minutes. The 2021 total is up about 15% from the previous record, which was set the year before.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. We keep paying a lot more at the grocery store and buying new cars and airline tickets and just about everything after today's April inflation report came in.
Hotter than expected, 8.3%. That's the year-over-year headline number.
That is right near the 40-year high we had in March. Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni says the monthly increase for consumer prices also more than expected at 0.3% as gas prices hit a new record high this morning. Regular is up 3 more cents. AAA's national average now $4.40 per gallon. Diesel also at an all-time high at $5.55. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 200 points, rebounding from recent huge losses, but the NASDAQ is down about 50. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. wants to keep sending weapons to Ukraine to help fight the Russian invasion.
A late evening vote in the House indicated the urgency lawmakers say is needed to pump another nearly $40 billion into Ukraine's war effort.
Let us not let Putin achieve a victory over democracy and liberty and freedom.
House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer ahead of that vote on military and humanitarian aid. President Biden urged quick passage to prevent the flow of arms from being interrupted. All Democrats supported the measure. There were 57 no votes from Republicans. The Senate is expected to sign off on the package later this week or next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There is one less member of Congress. Tom Reed has resigned. The New York Republican was not running for re-election in the House after being accused of sexual misconduct. New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams is angry after a police officer was shot last night chasing a suspect on foot in the Bronx.
The same criminals are continuing to come out in our streets, committing violence over and over again.
The officer was hit in the arm, expected to recover fine, but the gunman took a bullet to the head and police returned fire and he died. Arizona, in about 2 hours, is getting ready to kill a condemned killer.
Barring Supreme Court intervention, Clarence Dixon will be escorted on the short walk from his holding cell to the gurney in Arizona's death chamber, where he is to receive a late-morning lethal injection. He was convicted of raping and murdering an Arizona state co-ed in 1978 and nearly got away with it, only charged with the crime 20 years later after a cold case DNA match. Last night, the Ninth Circuit Federal Appeals Court refused to overturn state court rulings that found Dixon mentally competent to be executed, despite his attorney's claims that he is schizophrenic and does not understand what's happening to him.
That's Jack Callahan. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.